Welcome to the Brandmaster Podcast, a show specialized in helping branding professionals and entrepreneurs to build brands using strategy, psychology, and creative thinking. This episode originally aired on the Brandmaster Academy YouTube channel, which you can find by searching Brandmaster Academy on YouTube. What's up, brand builders? Stephen Hurahan here at brandmasteracademy.com. And in this video, you're going to learn 10 workshop facilitation skills and techniques to lead groups. So you can guide leadership teams to build brands through collaboration and run brand strategy workshops like a seasoned pro. Now, brand strategy workshops are essential tools for branding specialists. They provide a collaborative space for brand builders to discuss their ideas and to forge a way forward. Now, every good strategy workshop needs a facilitator to keep the tasks on track and to ensure that the meeting is as productive as possible. Typically, in brand building projects, this is the brand strategist or the brand consultant. But being a workshop facilitator requires a specific skill set that helps the process to run smoothly. Now, the good news is that anyone can become a strong facilitator if they nail these skills. So here are the 10 skills that you need to nail to become a top-tier workshop facilitator. So let's start at the beginning. What is a workshop facilitator? Well, a facilitator is a person in a workshop who takes control and guides the team through the process. Now, unlike a regular meeting, this individual is not necessarily further up in the company hierarchy, and they're not there to run the meeting as a head. Instead, a facilitator is there to keep everyone moving forward in a common goal and direction and ensure that everyone has the space to share their ideas equally. They're not there to solve the problem, but to ask questions, evoke answers, and encourage collaboration and teamwork. Along with that, facilitators are there to make sure that the company avoids common pitfalls, such as group thinking and group politics. Skill facilitators have a very important role in strategy workshops because they ensure the best outcomes. But to achieve this, they need to manage the discussion smartly. Now, a good facilitator tends to possess a collection of unique and valuable skills that help to uncover the best solutions for a particular challenge. Though it might seem like great facilitators are born, most of their skill sets are actually learned. Here are 10 key skills to master if you want to excel at workshop group facilitation. Number one, communication. Now, the first and perhaps the most obvious thing on the list is communication skills. Any meeting requires clear communication from all its participants, including the team leader. An effective facilitator needs to ensure that everybody is on the same page, which means being able to communicate the task effectively to everyone in the room. The nature of language can mean that people understand instructions differently, but the facilitator is there to establish a shared understanding between everybody. And it's the job of the facilitator to understand the task at hand and to make sure that everyone else understands it in the same way. Number two, the right mindset. Facilitators need to lead with the right mindset. Remember that you're not the leader, you're not the hero, instead, you're the guide. The facilitator is not there to dominate the discussion with their own ideas. You're there to observe the group, to understand the demands of the task, and to ensure that the workshop moves in the right direction. Now, that said, you still need some leadership skills to help steer the ship in that right direction, and it is important to take charge without dominating the discussion. Number three, time management. Now, most workshops have a time limit, and if you have an hour to complete a task and you spend 45 minutes stuck on understanding the discussion of the topic, nothing will get done. So it's the facilitator's role to ensure that the group stays on schedule. It's helpful to use a time boxing technique for this, with specific time slots allocated for each activity. So for example, work on icebreakers for 10 minutes, an ideation or brainstorming exercise for another 10, and then open up the discussion and the rest of the workshop. Techniques like these, they really do help to ensure that the workshop progresses instead of getting stuck on a particular situation or a particular element of the workshop. And the best part about this is that it's an easy skill to learn, and anyone can learn that skill and bring it into workshops. Number four, the ability to stay on task. Now, it is a common challenge in a group workshop that people go off task, and it's easy to get wrapped up in something and go off on a tangent and spend too long on that element. And this is the nature of group discussions. Another one of the biggest challenges is circular discussions as well, where group members go around in circles about the same thing, which prevents the discussion from moving forward. If there's no one there as a guide to make sure that we're moving forward, it's very easy to get stuck in circular conversations. The facilitator needs to help the group to focus on the task at hand, pulling conversations back in when they stray off topic and cutting off circular discussions before they go too far. And here are a few more techniques to help you with this. The parking lot. So if participants are unwilling to let go of a topic or an idea because they feel it's important, encourage them to write it on a post-it note and stick it on the board in a physical parking lot. Leave some time at the end to come back to it and answer those questions, and that way you're able to move on without making the person feel like they were unheard. The next technique is note and vote. If there are multiple ideas competing for attention, give everyone 2 minutes to write down their thoughts on post-its. Stick them to a board and then allow everybody to look at the ideas on the wall and vote on them. That way you can easily see the majority decision. The next technique is to note everything. So sometimes participants will add to the discussion with points that you might not feel are relevant. And as the facilitator, this doesn't matter. Make sure that you note down everybody's idea, no matter what it is, so that participants feel heard. They're far more likely to continue engaging when they feel that their input is being heard by you. Number 5, energy. Now, anyone who has attended a workshop before will know that it can be absolutely draining. And this is especially true if the group gets roped into circular discussions or heated debates. The facilitator needs to keep the group energized and positive, and it's a classic case of leading by example. As the facilitator, you need to have a positive mindset and bring high energy levels to the group discussions. Now look, sometimes there's no way to avoid people getting tired because workshops are tiring, and that's the nature of them. And depending on the length of the workshop, some facilitators have some handy techniques to help stay on task and to help keep the energy high. So for example, a break in the middle of a session where everybody gets onto their feet for a couple of minutes can really keep that energy level up. I know it's a very, very simple technique, but it really does help to break the monotony and to get those energy levels back. Alternatively, you can take a break and have a coffee. It also helps to celebrate when you reach milestones or solve a problem. It keeps morale high and it reminds participants that they're achieving something. Number 6 is neutrality. Now, group thinking and skewed team dynamics are pretty much unavoidable in work sessions. The facilitator needs to try to prevent these challenges as much as possible through well-designed sessions. Now, the idea here is to prevent one person, usually the most senior participant or the one with the biggest personality, from taking control of the session. Now, chances are, as you work your way throughout the workshop, there will be people within the workshop who present ideas that are possibly more aligned with your thinking, but it's really important to stay neutral here and as neutral as possible. If somebody comes up with opinions and ideas and you constantly agree with them and others come up with opinions and ideas and you shut them down, you will alter those group dynamics and you will get less engagement from those who feel that their ideas are not being heard or that you're siding with one person or another. So it's really important to stay neutral and make everybody in the room feel heard. Number 7 is the ability to deal with troublemakers. Now, similarly, troublemakers are unavoidable. If you facilitate multiple workshops, there will inevitably come a time when you have to deal with someone trying to disrupt the group. Now, a great facilitator is someone who can quickly nip this in the bud before the troublemaker brings down the energy of the group and derails the discussion. Now, the parking lot method, as I mentioned before, is useful here again because it means that you can put a pin in the conversation for later on, or in other words, nip it in the bud. So if a participant is being challenging and asking irrelevant questions, just say, "That's a really great question. Do you mind writing that down so I can come back to it later on?" That way, you're not shutting them down, you're making them feel heard, but you're keeping control of the workshop and the conversation. So make sure that you leave some time at the end to cover these questions as well. And as the facilitator, it's your job to make sure that people feel heard, even troublemakers. So it's a great way to do this. It's also important to handle it delicately as well, because if a troublemaker feels that you aren't listening to them in the discussion, you risk making them angry and escalating the situation. It's useful to have some conflict resolution strategies just in case of an emergency, even though heated conflict is not typically likely. But at the end of the day, different personalities are different, and chances are, if you facilitate workshops, you will come across people who do like conflict, so it's important to have those skills. Number 8, providing clear exercises and outcomes. Now, as a workshop facilitator, you need to be crystal clear on the task at hand for every element throughout the workshop, and keep that outcome in mind as you work your way through it. The exercises that you bring to the table are really important in asking the right questions and extracting the right answers in order to make sure that you achieve the right outcome. This is the role of the facilitator, to understand what the task is at hand, to understand the outcome and the objective that's required, and to design exercises and facilitation questions around achieving those tasks. So it's really, really clear that you come to the table with a task at hand, with an outcome that you're trying to achieve, and that you have the frameworks and the exercises in place to get to those answers, to achieve those goals. Number 9, adaptivity. Now, even the best laid plans go awry, and the same is true for workshops. There are so many different things that could go wrong in a workshop, from troublemakers derailing the discussion to running over time, or even your technology setup malfunctioning. In some cases, you can't control the challenges that you'll face. Since there's no way to avoid these incidents, the best thing you can do is to be flexible. Facilitators need to adapt well to any given situation and to be able to handle it without panicking. Sometimes this comes with experience, so the more you lead workshops, the better you'll get at this. But it's important to think of every potential obstacle and to prepare yourself for that obstacle, so if it goes wrong, you don't panic and you have something that you can do about it. And number 10, active listening. Now, everything about running a successful workshop comes back to the same thing: making people feel heard. Active listening skills are therefore some of the most critical abilities for any facilitator. You don't just need to listen to the discussion, but to really hear and understand what people are saying, and to find insights in the words that they're saying as well. You can make people feel heard initially by maintaining eye contact and ensuring that your body language is receptive. However, you might also need to show that you're listening with techniques like noting and by answering questions thoroughly. Facilitators should also respect everyone's contribution and to hear what people say without judgment or evaluation. Remember that you are here to guide the topic, not to be the hero of the discussion. And if you don't agree with somebody's approach, if you don't agree with their personality, if you don't like their personality, it doesn't matter. You're there to listen to everybody and to make sure that everybody feels heard, so that everybody leaves the workshop feeling that their voice was heard and they contributed to the outcome that you will eventually help to bring to the table. Now look, facilitating workshops can be intimidating, but it is a really, really helpful tool for any brand strategist who wants to help their audience to build a brand in a collaborative environment. If you learn these techniques, if you take these techniques into your workshops, you'll turn up prepared and you'll have the best chance of running a successful workshop. We really hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thanks so much for listening. If you want to learn more brand strategy techniques to level up your skills, make sure you check out brandmasteracademy.com. There's plenty of free resources and premium content for you to download and get you going. If you'd like to join our Facebook group full of like-minded brand strategists, all learning from each other, then find us by searching for the Brand Strategy Community, where you can find exclusive content for members as well. If you enjoyed this content, please be sure to give us an honest review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listened, and make sure you tune in for the next episode of the Brand Master Podcast.